Hi, Diana. It's Laura with Local Splash.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just talked to Ben. I hope he's with you guys. I just got my first call. I'm already stressed. I missed because I was on with another customer. And I thought I was supposed to get a text or be able to see what number called him. So I called him. He gave it to me. Along with a form he wants me to fill out because of the FC whatever, in order for them to send me text, to fill out the form. Any of this sound familiar?
You know, I'm trying to look at your account, to see exactly where you're at and what's going on. Sorry, go ahead.
So I got the number that called me, right?
Was it the 877 number?
No, it was my number that's supposed to forward. When I look at my phone, it just says that number that's the forward number, right? And I wasn't able to take it. So I looked, and I thought, well, who called me? Anyway, I got a hold of Ben, and I was able to get the number. Well, I just called it, and it's a Verizon non-existent customer bullshit. So I'm already panicked because this is the same crap I went through with.
So what happens? So here's the thing. So with increased visibility, this is why I was letting you know, with increased visibility, you're going to get other calls from people that are trying to sell you things. That's just because you're outside more for visibility. But here's the thing. We're not charging you for any of these leads. We're not charging you for anything like this. You are able to block these numbers as well, so they no longer call you. This is just part of being out there a little bit more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't know how I can block it if when they call, they go through that other number.
Yeah.
Forward to me.
So you actually are going to be receiving a dashboard. So with the dashboard, you're going
to
be...
He took me to there. And it's on there as a lead.
Okay.
All that. So when I called it, it says Verizon customer you called is not a number.
So then when you go on the dashboard, you're able to block the phone number. It's a little circle with a line going across it, and you can just block it. So that's it's very easy. So you can just take care of it.
Yeah,
like that.
And then your number came up. It supposedly was from Norwalk, right? So when you just called me just now, it came up 688. I'm thinking, oh, maybe this is them from another whatever, but it was you.
No. It's our local number, since we call all over the United States, but our actual number is the 877 number. The one you called me at earlier is our number.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I got it. So I'll go. So it's
perfect.
If I fill out this form.
Well, wait, what form is it?
Let me get it. Let me pull it up here. This local slash trust center application, A2P, for the FFC requires businesses to provide information about themselves to comply with the new stir, shaken, and A2P requirement.
So you received that from us, right? Because it says the local slash.
Yeah, Ben just sent it to me, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get a text or anything with that lead. I missed a call, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I see here that it looks like they tried reaching out to you a couple minutes ago. that's okay to do that. That's absolutely fine.
Okay. I'm going in now because you said this is a business type. I'm a painting contractor.
Okay. Yes. All right, perfect. Now, do you have any other questions for me?
Yeah, it wants my employee identification number, and I'm not putting it in because it's my Social Security number.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would actually probably ask Ben a little bit more about that, since he's the one who specializes in the account management part. But
okay, I'm going to fill it in. I'm going to fill it in without that.
Okay.
And turn it in and see what happens.
Okay, sounds good then. Call me if you need anything else, okay?
All right, thank you, dear.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye, Laura.